is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Once again, it is on. It is the Friday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are live like we are 2 weeks out of the month. You know, we get to get out on the road and get out to one of those favorite Dunkin' Donuts locations of mine that I like to you know, run on throughout the week. And today we're at the newest location, Carmichael. All right? But normally I give you a brain teaser, but today I can make it a little different for you. I got a big reward for you. I got one of those Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers, the big size one, the big boy, and a dozen donuts, all right, up for grabs. This is how you get your chance to win right on the spot. First person to get here and tell me how many Dunkin' locations there are in New Providence. And I'll hook you up on the spot, bada bing, bada boom. So if you want a chance at one of those Coconut Refreshers, all right, I would suggest a purple pomegranate and a dozen Dunkin' Donuts to run on into the weekend. Get here to me at the Carmichael location of Dunkin'. That's the newest location. And let me know how many Dunkin' locations there are in New Providence. All right? You got to come here on the spot to get the answer, all right? You can't text it. You can't call it. You got to come on in. Dunkin' Carmichael. First person to get here, I'm going to be here until 6. All right, so you got between now and 6 to get here. First person to get here and tell me how many Dunkin' locations there are in New Providence is going to win one of those Dunkin' Coconut Refreshers. And since I'm, you know, treating the winner, you can get the purple pomegranate because that's my favorite one. And then you get a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. I'll let you pick the dozen. You can pick your 12 favorites. But you got to get here between 4 and 6 while I'm here live on Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and answer the question, your brain teaser today, how many Dunkin' locations are there in New Providence? And you got between now and 6 o'clock when I get out of here to get your answers in. Now, while you know, do that little mission, that little scavenger hunt, whatever you want to call it, and get here, don't run nobody over. Drive safely and securely, all right? Because we want you to keep running on Dunkin'. And the first one to get here and get the correct answer, I'm going to hook you up. But while I wait on you guys, let's get up into the headliners. Who or what made headlines in the 242? All brought to you All brought to you by Fine Threads. But let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller on the phone. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
What's going on, my brother?
Everything good. Calling for that question now.
Well, you know, you got to come here and answer the question. I'm not taking it on the phone today, nor the text. You got to come to Duncan Carmichael. Tell me how many Dunkin' locations there are in New Providence. If you're right, you get a dozen Dunkin' Donuts and one of them big Dunkin' coconut refreshers.
Yeah, I understand that, but I still work.
Well, I guess you got to play Monday through Friday next week and try me again, man, or send somebody. Because we're doing it live on location today, man. So get somebody. Send somebody. Wake it out. See, I got a lady here right now. See? Ooh, you can get shame right now for trying to be lazy and call. How you doing, ma'am? You got an answer for me today? All right, what's your answer? Let's go. First of all, what's your name?
Renee.
All right, Renee. And obviously you run on Dunkin' because I see you here at the Dunkin' Carmichael location. So that's one. That's one down. How many else we got? Cable Bill. No. No. Now you got Carmichael, correct. You got East Street South. Got the airport. I'm gonna try it again. You got you called in the I know the plaza you're talking about, but it ain't in the West. Right, that's four. Where out east? Super Value where? Ma'am, you creating Dunkin' locations that don't exist? Boy, look here, Wendy, that's a page out of my book, but if you don't know the answer, BS them until you get it right. But think about it. You got Carmichael, correct? You said East Street. You said Village Road, which is Bernard Road. All right? Now, you got airport. That's four. You got a couple more. Think about it. I give you a chance to think about it. Regroup. Retract your strips. And I'll check you back in 5 minutes. Don't move. I'll check you back in 5 minutes. You see? But look here. If they get one in Cable Beach, trust me, ma'am, that would be legendary because I would beat that so bad. That's my neighborhood. I would beat the brakes off that one. Cable who? All right. So, but I like it. I like it, man. Listen here. You know, just make them up as you go along. That's good stuff. Excuse me. All right. So let's check out some of the headlines today. They blazed up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and music matter since 1844. And like I say, there was a lot of talk, a lot of, you know, I don't want to say sip, but a lot swirling in the court of public opinion, all right, regarding the police questioning Long Island MP, Mr. Adrian Gibson. Subsequently, he has been released pending further investigation. The FNM, through their chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands, has now come out and said the party is in full support of Mr. Gibson. You know, they consider him innocent until proven otherwise. So we have to keep an eye on that as that unfolds. In addition to that, government won't raise the gas margin. Story by Jasper Ward. Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidis said yesterday it would be difficult for the government to increase margins for petroleum retailers because it would only lead to higher prices for consumers. As you know, we've been having a series of meetings with the retailers, Halkidis said. They're very distressed. They're facing some enormous challenges. Our position has been that it would be very, very difficult for the government to approve a margin increase at this time, which would only lead to higher prices at the pump and pressure on the consumer. And so what we've been doing is having some discussions to find ways we can bring relief to them directly based on the things that they are facing, inclusive of things like higher rents and franchise fees and the increased amount of money that they have to outlay for inventory. Well, you got to find a happy medium because obviously the retailers initially weren't really making a big-time profit. And now, all things considered, that they're not again. But as you all figure that out, we Joe Public at the pump are looking at $7 straight in the face. Seven in the straight in the face. All right. All right, man. You got a bait right there. You on the clock. But we do have a contestant here now. If he gets it, you know you lose. Like, you on the clock now. All right? Man, go up next, all right? Because you already had your chance, so you gotta hope he Bucky too. All right. What's going on, bro? You good?
What's the question?
What's the question? You don't even know the question. How many Dunkin' locations in New Providence? All right, what are they? All right, I give you the airport. Pre-clearance and post-clearance. That's two. All right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Five. And you're missing two more. You said eight, but I mean, it's really seven. But, you know, the two at the airport, like I said, I counted that as one. But you said pre-clearance, post-clearance. I give that to you. But you're still missing two more. I think about it. You're missing two more. All right. He said East Street already, Mom. If you can help, make sure I give him the right answer. So repeat it again. We'll let you go again. You got the airport. Call Michael. East Street South. Downtown. That's five. You got. Uh-huh. All right, but look here. And now they're getting help from the car, Mr. Producer. And you know the funny thing is? The car has been. Where? Ah! All right. So let's repeat this again now. You said, here we go. You said the airport. You said Carmichael. You said East Street. You said Paradise Island. You said what else? Palmdale, that's five. What else you got? Bernard Road, what else? Boom. So you know, Mom, I can give you a prize anyway. All right? I can give you a prize anyway. But, sir, you're right. You finally got it right. It is. You got downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael and North location, and the airport. When I say the airport, that includes pre-clearance, post-clearance, that covers all the airport. Mom is still waiting for the one in Cable Beach. That's where I live. I'd have done destroyed that one. That would have been finished. That would have been over a long time. So, I can give you a prize for playing. You, sir, I got your hookup right now. So, Mr. Producer, we can go to the first break right here. We are live, Duncan Carmichael. Newest location, getting it in. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation. We'll get out of the headlines, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll get into the bus, brought to you by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. What's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And then, of course, like we get you ready for the 5 o'clock hours as well. And we're going to open up the lines because we got lots to talk about. You all who read my column today who had an issue with it. Tough. Stop parking in handicap parking. You all denied oxygen in the womb. No matters. No couth. Come from under a rock. Bunch of average junglers. Stop parking in the handicap parking. I don't care who you are, upper crust of society to the middle or to the lower crust, y'all are absolutely idiotic, you're pathetic, you're going to hell on a scholarship for doing that. So yeah, you with it, I'll talk to you about it after the break. I wrote about it, I'm never stirred, so we'll have that conversation on the flip side. Oh yeah, and you all said we like the fat shame people and body shame people do, we can talk about that after the break too. Right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We live, Duncan Carmichael, Free For All Friday, Freaking Weekend Edition. You know the muscle's off. Let's get it.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. Free for all Friday, freaking weekend edition. And congratulations to Movinas, man. They in there getting their donuts on and they you know, coconut refreshers on. So be sure to go into one of your favorite Duncan locations today, all weekend long. Like they told you, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, and out at the airport. Pre-clearance, post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Duncan. And like I said, run straight on Duncan into the weekend. Check them out on a full menu. And, of course, the donuts. All right, let's slide up into the buzz. What's gone viral or what's creating the buzz in the 242? And listen, this is not shameless promotion. Honest to goodness. But you know, from time to time, I will pen a column, and it'll rub some people the wrong way. Well, here's the deal. The folks, I wrote about two things in Speaking of Comics. Be sure to check it out every Friday in The Guardian, okay? But here's the deal. When it comes to Carnival, you may be a fan of Carnival, you may not be a fan of Carnival. Me personally, anybody who knows me a long time, I've never been a fan of, like, Soca and Carnival, and, you know, I go hang out to the party for the day. I don't get all moved, and I don't freak myself. You know, now you tell me you got like a culture reggae show coming, you know what I mean, with some culture, man, I'm there. But now, different strokes for different folks. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean I don't want to see those folks who enjoy Carnival not enjoy their Carnival. And to see Bahamians genuinely, uniquely just enjoying themselves after 2 years of being cooped up, for lack of a better word, was refreshing. They were out there. They tried to, for the most part, from the videos I saw, you know, they attempted the social distancing. They attempted the protocols, but they were genuinely having a good time. And that was good to see. And it was good to see people enjoying something that they're genuinely into. That's like, you know, if a sporting event came here, you know, idea. Not everybody may go because not everybody in the sports like me. Again, different strokes for different folks. But this was the Carnival Revelers Super Bowl. They had their road march. Good. They enjoyed themselves. And again, it's an enjoyable day for people like me who don't really get into carnival like that. Me and most of the through the neighborhood, you know, fellow, you know, husbands, married guys, some engaged dudes, some younger guys who, you know, who are out there living with their girl. About 8 or 12 of us, we congregated in my yard. And, you know, we just did the whole, you know, homeboy hangout in full accordance with the bro code. We broke out the domino table. We broke out the grill. The beer was filling the cooler. It was ice cold. You know, I broke out the 11, you know, made sure I was complete. And we did, you know, the front yard, and we watched the sights go by. So it was enjoyable for us, too. And, boy, there was plenty of sights to see. Holy moly, there were some sights. But, again, people were enjoying yourself in one way, shape, or form, and that was the most important thing. To turn on social media or get updates and see that body shaming and female shaming is still prevalent all over our social media here in the Bahamas, is ridiculous. I mean, it's far too long you get these keyboard warriors who hide behind the keyboards on social media with no backbone, no nothing, because, boy, when you see them, you know, in the streets, it's a different story. All right? It really is a different story. But boy, when they can hide behind social media and behind that keyboard, they'll call you anything but a child of God. All right, we have another caller. Mr. Producer, if we do, let's go to that caller. If not, caller, call back. But let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? All right, so you got to call me back. Are you there?
Hey, we say, Naughty. What's going on?
All right, there we go, Gardner. What's happening, my brother? What's good?
Yeah, man, all is well, man. You know, but I hear you talking about them Josh retailers. No, but they was on the show the other day, and they was afraid the shop be the wholesalers because it's the wholesale issue. You know, with them extravagant around and things. Like, the wholesalers don't make money, you know what I'm saying, on the pump as well as the wholesale.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the gas. I was trying to figure out what you... Yeah, listen,
yeah,
at the bottom line, Gardner...
They need to put the pressure on the wholesalers, not the retailers. That's what the government need to put the pressure on the wholesalers, too. You see?
When it comes to petroleum in this country and oil in this country, listen, man, it boils down to this. Follow the dots. Follow the money.
Yeah, that's what
it's
they saying.
It's bad for business
but
for
they
us
got
to have low gas prices.
Though. You know, I ain't about no boot licking and thing. You know, that's what them other shows. I don't think you're down with that either.
It can't get to $7 at the pump, Gardner. It can't hit $7. It's way too much now.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's because of the wholesalers. But let's look at something else, man. That, you know, this government saying, well, they dealing with housing for the poor. And they not. You know what I'm saying? They look like they deal with housing for the high middle class. But only them could afford a piece of land to even build a house. Or owning a second home, you know what I'm saying, to say renovate. A place owned to say renovate. So, needs to do something for the poor man. You know, look, something like the only thing they're doing is building a private jail, and you know what, that spells out all over the world.
Right.
You know, there's more a poor man in the jailhouse for profit.
And especially
if
they want to privatize
you know,
the system.
You're a sportsman, right? And I'm a sportsman, right? Esports specific. Yeah, and you know, this government needs to spend some money for the poor ghetto youth in sports, man. You know, and track and field is the same thing. They wouldn't track the coaches in the qualified ones and facilities. Same thing at basketball. They wouldn't put the gyms in basketball. I remember R.M. Bailey used to go down there Sunday and dang the old boys used to play there with Chuck.
Yeah, you used to have to bribe the security guard. But why is you going to bribe the security guard? He's in there like, swim here.
No, but Chuck Markey was the man.
Oh,
the
yeah,
same, old
no,
man.
When,
like me.
When the late Chuck Markey was there, that's a different story,
with the
youth, yeah.
In school. They ain't got no gym. You see, so the government has money with these youths. Same thing with baseball. There's no baseball. There are no facilities in the school. No, you know, coaches in the school like that. One, two.
Well,
you know,
but
like
listen, now, hold on. Now, Gardner, easy with the baseball. Now, I can speak on that. You have a plethora of youth coaches outside of baseball that donate their time for the free. To coach up youth sports, especially baseball, in Freedom Farm and JBLN. Now,
yeah, you realize that them fields are out there in them rich man neighborhood. You can imagine if them fields.
No. Stop.
Pardon?
Stop. Nah, Gardner, that's where I got you. Now I got to get you. Nah, hey. Sit in the corner, because I can get you. Now, JBLN, they're up there at St. Andrews. They've built their fields for years and years and years and years.
Right.
Yes, they got a lot of spots. Hold on, Gardner. The two of us can't speak. Now, if you can make a comment and somebody can speak to, you need to let me speak the same way I let you speak. Use my brain.
Right.
But don't Johnny Most me today. Now, here's the deal. For years and years, they had sponsorship. Greg Burroughs took a plot of land further up the road. There was a junkyard and turned that into Freedom Farm. And I can tell you, I'm not asking you. I can tell you that led by KFC, led by Pirates, led by Family Guardian, led by John Shoes. In fact, I got all the sponsors right here. But spearheaded it, Lawnscapes came along, and they refurbished that entire 12U, 10U Freedom Farm. It is manicured, it is pedicured, it is perfect. Okay, the Wright Noble Foundation, all right, they turned around, the Bryce Noble Foundation, they did 800 fields, okay, up at Freedom Farm. And furthermore, BK is coming along to take care of the T-ball field. So don't...
Yeah,
I don't care where it is. There are facilities for baseball. The biggest thing is you have to get it into the high schools and into the middle schools.
That's what you need to do. These fields need to be in high school. How could you have 10 fields, private fields in JBLN, 10 in Freedom Farm and none in high school? No diamond. Ain't no diamond in high schools.
But that's not Freedom Farm's fault. That's not JBLN's fault. That don't... Hey, listen... I don't call next to the prison a swanky, swanky neighborhood, and I don't call in the back of St. Andrews a swanky neighborhood. We've had the island develop over the years, so they just feels located in the east to me.
But no, all the inner city down and down, you know the inner city is over the hill.
But guess what, Gardner? Who says that ain't what I'm going to work on next?
See?
Because guess what? You know, I don't mention it, but I got a thing for developing fields for youth baseball in this country. Two down.
See, Lottie, you
I
know
got
they
a couple
should
more
call
to go.
Me on that other place, 103. They should call me in the city. You know what? They advocate for the inner city youth. You know, and that's a problem, man. That's a problem. You see, in other words, okay, all these private institutions, right? You they're private, right? And where they are, you know, and watch this now. Now the government's going to take money, $60 million total, I would think. Build baseball diamond for these same people, and ain't a diamond. They don't have a diamond in the schools. Not
they
one
need to
school
put it
have
in the
a
schools?
Diamond. Come
that's
on,
the
man.
Conversation we need to be having. We don't need to class baseball and say this field and that.
No,
we need to get them in the field.
Not because we have the major league players, and you know what I'm saying. At least these major league players, they could build a field for themselves. The major league need to come build a field for them.
How do you know that that's not being worked on right now, negotiated on right now, and in the network and in the pipeline?
Yeah,
through
they
the Don't Blink Foundation,
field.
With Todd and Lucius Gilman.
They take foot off the poor people's neck and saying they're doing these things for sports. The poor man, they ain't doing it for them.
But, Gardner, let me ask you a question.
Right.
You know, I know you're a veteran, right? You old school like Bill Russell, them man. Let me ask you, man, what does it take to please you? Because every time I look up, it ain't the government, because you got issues with both. Then it's like if something get passed, you got issue with it. What can make you happy? Like midget strippers
like
on roller skates with lederhosen and bear stands? I could work that for you, you know.
Huh? Pardon?
I mean, what you need to make you happy, man? You need like some midget strippers on roller skates and Boston Celtics cheerleading outfits? What you need?
Not because I might have a little like I happy. I still want to but the ghetto youth, man.
As you
see,
should.
Okay, remember Air and Bristol, Camp and the like, and Mario Fort? These brothers kind of jailed for murder and things, and wanted for murder and all them type of things, you know. Ghetto youth, that's where they fallen. Why? Because they don't have facilities. Because they don't have the Burger King and the McDonald's and the behind their organization. You see, but then it ain't, they need these organizations in the school, and that has to do with the government. The government needs to stop putting money in these private facilities, and I don't care whether they feeding programs or whatever program, these NGOs need to go to the McDonald's and like where they've been always going. The government needs to take care of responsibility and stop talking about these public-private partnerships that didn't work, and the world is going away from these things. You know, private hospital. Now, they're trying to build a private
Gardner, let me ask you
private, public private hospital. Then they put in private prisoners for the boys. Come on, what's going on with that?
Look, Gardner, you gone from sports, now the public bond and private ships to prisons to hospitals. Listen.
That's the government.
You spoke
that's what the
about
government
that yesterday.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what the government is dealing with. Budget. You understand me? Remember we talk about the oil, right? And I you know what I'm saying. I joined that too. All these things.
Don't get me started on the oil,
doing stuff.
God, no.
Pardon?
I said, don't get me oil. You know how I go when it comes to oil.
Hey, Daddy. Man, you know I respect you the most. You know why, right? You just open your ass with the bootlickers and everybody else. You ain't only into them bootlickers. You get everybody.
I like
God
Brooks, man. I got friends in high and low places.
But I ain't over and catch you again, right? But them Boston Celtics, man, bigger my Boston Celtics. Remember I tell you what the defense, you know.
You'll catch me on Monday if you're tuning out now, but I mean, we'll be talking sports in 5 o'clock. Your Celtics need to wrap it up tonight.
Boston Celtics, man, okay?
They need to wrap it up tonight.
Don't disrespect them, all right?
Listen.
Yeah, man.
I can't disrespect you, man. I am a self-imposed Laker exile until LeBron leaves.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just watching from a distance. I'm like The Crow. You remember that movie, The Crow?
Right.
I'm just up in the rafters, peering down, watching. I'll be back. Man, LeBron gone. Until then, I'm a practicing Ja Morantifarian.
But that's right, though. You gotta be Laker for life, man. Like,
hey, as a Laker for life, but they want the Lakers to have life. I gotta stay off
Kareem
and agitate.
Day, you know? Because I remember them battles between Kareem and Tim and all them days and things. I couldn't understand me. I couldn't take the go pull for Kareem for Kareem and you know what I'm saying? Them and Tim and all them battles and things. So that's when they switched it into the white boy garbage man. You know what I mean?
Who are you talking about?
The first team that to hire black players. You understand what I'm saying?
Who is the white boy garbage man?
Wait, how you mean?
You can't call him no garbage man now.
Wait, just the way
when I think
the
garbage man.
Stuck the big ends meet, man. You forget that it.
When I think of white boy garbage men, I think of Greg Kite off that Celtic bench. I think of Jerry Sheesting off that Celtic bench. I think of Kurt Rambis off that Laker bench.
Man, I mean
off that Laker bench.
I don't know about the bench when they say garbage man, you know. I mean, where Blake come from? Blake was a poor white boy.
The
you
hit
understand
from French
me? He had to go collect garbage to make ends meet. That's what I mean. I followed that story. That's when I became a Blake fan. You know?
Yeah, man, we all know who Bird Cooler was, right? And is.
Yeah.
A young man from East Lansing, Michigan. You ever heard a theme song to the show? The new song that I play now, Gardner? You know where that comes from? That's from HBO Winning Time, man. The story about them 80s Lakers when we used to beat up on your Celtics. You remember them days, right? Anyway, let me get to the break, though, now. Good weekend. We talk sports in five, man. Have a good weekend. Be safe. And Lord, let God and the Celtics win this weekend, man. I want him to have a happy weekend. I don't want him to be hot with nobody. I want him to have a good weekend, and I want the Celtics to win for God's sake. But here we go. We got some more information coming in. So back to what I was saying during the buzz. Stop buying the keyboard. Stop body shaming. Because them people who was out on Carnival, they had a good time. They don't care what you think. And on your run, they don't care. You think if they could cram their body into them costumes, especially the dental floss set. You think they on your run, they wanted to beat the real hot, and they did. Opinions be darned. Happy for them. Good for them. I'm glad they had a good time. Now, the next set are you donuts. No pun intended. But I see one right here. I can't believe it. I'm watching it right here. I wrote about it in today's paper, and now I can talk about it. Like, for example, the driver of the Honda, a license AJ4654, smack dab in handicap parking. No handicap sticker, no nothing. A perfect example of what I'm talking about inconsiderate people in society. No parking, no handicap, no sign, no nothing. Smack dab in the handicap parking. Blue Honda, AJ, 4654. Oh, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put it in the body. I'm going to put it on the Talking Heads Facebook page. Yeah. Stop parking in handicap parking. If people call you crazy, that does not mean you get to park in handicap parking. Okay? You gotta have certified papers saying you loopy. But really, how consider how hard is those spots of people just want to have a very easy existence. They want to live a normal life. All right? They're already dealing with a disability. Then now they're going to deal with you guys on top of it. For lack of a better word, being selfish and just cold-blooded and full-blown parking in the spot. And I mean, you talk about it and then people want to get defensive. But this is a clear example of what we cannot get better as a country if we continue. And nobody's going to say wrong is wrong. This is why we stay remedial and repetitive, you know. We need to get better at it. Let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. I got to go take a picture of this car. I don't know who's driving it, but we'll figure it out. And then, of course, you know. All right, hold on. Let's go to the car. And then, boom, we'll, you know, I'll keep an eye out. Kermit, keep an eye out, boy. Take a picture of that car for me. Let's go to the phone. I'm talking 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is the blind one, Papa.
Papa.
Hey, how you doing today?
Wait. Boy, I ain't doing good, Paul. As you know.
You say you're not doing good?
No, because I go to bat for all of my friends like you with disabilities and stuff. And what's really burning me up, Papa, is the fact that nobody respects the handicap parking anymore. It's a free-for-all. It's not right.
No, it's not right.
Those spots are for disabled persons, and I'm tired of people abusing it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, this been happening a long time, Naughty.
I'm right here on remote, Duncan Carmichael. And the store right next to Duncan, I ain't gonna call the store name because it ain't in for it. No disabled person in the car, no sticker, no nothing, and they big and brisk parking up in a handicapped spot.
Naughty, that's where the police was stepping in and enforce the law.
I said it today, you know.
I hope they listen.
Unit on
you go into a break now, you want me to
go around to all of these parking lots and find handicapped violators and make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So what you got for me today, Papa?
Naughty, I hear they say the young man dead who was released last week. But Daddy, yeah, that ain't what I can use my time quickly. I just send condolences to the family, you know?
Let me
ask you this. You hear anything from the chairman of the Police Staff Association where he was mentioning about this young officer who allegedly was either rolled over, his foot was rolled over by the Minister of Transport?
Well, Papa, I'm looking at that soap opera play out because it,
say it again, Naughty.
Layers to that onion. Every side got a story in that one, and it looks like the goalposts keep moving in that one. So, you know, let's watch it play out. But I will say this. Overall, regardless if he was run over or if he wasn't run over, one thing we can't establish, that there was an altercation with an MP.
It sounded like it was an altercation, Naughty.
And that should not happen.
No.
Because both parties should, like The Rock would say, know their role.
Yes. No, and, Naughty, listen, this is my point here. It seems like some of us don't know our role. See, Naughty, if that police to deal with a cabinet minister, like how they deal with the public, I know it's protocols you give to a cabinet minister and politicians, right? But no one is above the law. And I think it's something what the chairman of the Police Staff Association was saying. Naughty, if that police officer to deal with her, it could have been him or her, cabinet minister. They talking about, if you know who I is, if that police officer to deal with you like how he deal with the public when their life was in fear, Naughty supposed to. It's a possibility he could have pulled out his weapon and shoot up the car. Then we would have been saying something today. Then they said allegedly the car sped off and you denying. I mean, it sounds like some altercation. If it was me as a cabinet minister, I would at least come out publicly and explain myself. I never believe I'm too big to apologize. Some of these people don't care when they arrive. You know the saying, say the higher the monkey climb, they show their rear end. What you mean if you know who I is? All you're supposed to be is a chief servant. You might be a cabinet minister. That's why we just vote them out and deal with them. Now, to be honest, I understand that that particular cabinet minister is a hard-working cabinet minister, loves to help people. But some of them have an attitude. They have a stink attitude. They believe cabinet minister or the PLP in power, they could do anything. You can't do that to a police officer, even if she don't respect man. If she don't respect man, she should respect the uniform that that man was wearing. I think the harmony, the come now, because to be honest, the minister, it didn't have to go this far. She could have made one phone call. The PLP in power, she's a cabinet minister.
Now, she did make a phone call.
She offended. One phone call, she could have dealt with that. But they think
she made a phone call to a colleague. Yeah, Papa, I'm trying to tell you. She did make a phone call to the Minister of National Security because he put out some posts and tweets to the effect.
Could have called the commissioner and all.
But what I'm saying is, it should not have gotten to this. We should not be wasting our time talking about a sophomoric, immature fight, for lack of a better word, for people who want to show off their power.
Yes.
People who want to stay from their higher up. And we have a situation with an MP that should have been avoided.
Let me show you another example. Look here, I think she's wrong, right? And they need to bring the hammer down on a set example for the rest of cabinet minister, man and woman, to know that no one is above the law. Not because you're party in power, or you're driving a red or a blue plate, or you're the cabinet minister, or you get a chauffeur, or you think you arrive somewhere. Us Negroes need to relax ourselves. That's why they say we don't know how to run nothing, because every time we get somewhere, we feel like we arrive. We forget. Let me give you the next one. She's a joke to compare this. No, but we need to set an example of her. And the PLP need to do something about it. Because it's wrong. Not because you're in power, you let her talk. And you can afford to deny it. Come out and explain it to us and tell us. We ain't accusing you of nothing. We said if it happened, bring the hammer down on your butt. Now, O.B. Ferguson, the president of one of them unions, he embarrassed himself on the news this week. I respect him for many years. I know Kingsley Ferguson, too. He talking about something. I don't know if you get the interview where he's saying, if you ain't for me, I ain't for you. Boy, let me tell you something, Obi, boy. Brad Davis is the prime minister for everyone, all the unions. Not because Kingsley Ferguson and his union and some of them unions did not join your MOU, Brad and Fred Mitchell MOU, before the general election, because they know the PLP. Everyone could have, even blind me, know the PLP was going to win or the government was going to change. Not because Kingsley Ferguson, the main general, come to you all meeting. Kingsley Ferguson represents thousands of people. Come on, some of them is PLPs and FNM too. All be coming on, but if you ain't for me, I ain't for you. But in other words, I paraphrase and saying Kingsley shouldn't expect nothing for him and his people, and because he didn't join on this thing. I'm talking about the government doing this and doing that for union. Kingsley is saying that in the last 8 months, there's too much talks and not enough things done. Brad Davis and Fred Mitchell, them, they the prime minister and they the minister for everybody, all the unions, Kingsley Ferguson Union, all be you as a disgrace. I respect you for helping people over the years and being a lawyer in the union, but I glad I couldn't see your face because you sound like you're smiling on the news. You should be ashamed of yourself because the PLP is power. Solidarity forever, but stop being a ugly Negro. Keep up the good work.
Don't listen. Papa, you gone? Man, Pop, I wasn't telling you. The guy's trying to tell you, you said something hilarious right there, man. You're lucky. He's so good. Pop, that's a good one. But, Pop, I always appreciate your passion. I always appreciate your commitment. And the one thing I like about Pop, he keeps it objective. He wants the benefits for all Bahamians, not just F&Ms or PFBs. All Bahamians need a benefit. And for that, I commend Pop. He's always keeping it real on that level. So, Mr. Producer, let's take it to the break. And we'll let it go straight from the break, right into the news, man. After the news at 5 o'clock hour, we will be talking sports. I know Earl the Pearl will be zooming in. Peter Raheem will be chiming in live from Carmichael, because you know, any chance he could get free Duncan, he could run on free Duncan. So come on down and check me out. I've got two winners already, but like I said, we're location getting it for a freaking weekend edition. Coming back at you right after the break and right after the news. Duncan Carmichael right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio NFM.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're in to the 5 o'clock hour. Down the home stretch we come. And, yep, that person's still parked in the handicap parking. Still stuck in the handicap parking. Uh-huh. See, that's why I got to write about it. Because it's become part of the fabric. It's become part of Bahamiana. It's just cold-bloodedness galore. All right, we'll be getting into the sports in short order, but I have to remind you, man. Got to hook you up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, I got to remind you, all weekend long, all week long. And this is the new thing now. KFC's drive-thrus are open until midnight, all right? So it's real. It's not fake news. KFC's drive-thrus are open and fine until midnight, Monday through Sunday. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. And last call to get fueled up by fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau is always finger licking good, and now you can, you know, get it in the drive-thru until midnight. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I still got a caller there. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Smarty Naughty.
What's happening?
Sparky here.
Hey, Sparko, what's going on, my brother?
Well, you say you're going straight to sports after the news. I sat there for the longest, and you said your first hour talking to two fellas who got you all excited. And the first one was all didn't realize that's why they have choirs and churches, and the preachers go to the pulpit by himself. Hello?
I let you, Sparky. I let you.
You see, I hear you must about 19 times tell him that you all only could talk one at a time.
Thank you.
You know how it did sound or two you all trying to talk all at one time on the radio?
Man, and I'm on remote. You know what I mean, Sparky?
And the reason why I don't go out to watch championship sport, final games, anything like Super Bowl, basketball and thing, to no bowling alley or no crowded area, because everybody dress up and drinking and partying to watch the game. And you never get to hear what's going on in the game because everybody talking about something different except the game.
And Sparky, but let me ask you, you have not...
That's why I stay home and watch it all by myself.
You have not been guilty of that offense before, though, Sparky?
I hear you.
Have you not been guilty of that infraction yourself before?
What's that?
Talking while an event going on.
Talking who?
I say, have you not been guilty of talking while an event's going on? You can't tell me you don't go to jump and don't make no noise.
See, I was trying to talk. See, you're talking to sports now, but I was mixing with it too, because I've been a Boston Celtic all my life, but I remember way back at Larry Bird them time and Bill Russell them time. You know, I remember way back then.
Listen,
but
Sparky.
I don't watch it the way I used to with foreign, all of it, college, the children been to, and, you know, and, you know. And the college and the high school and all that. I got some friends like you who know what high school and junior high school these fellas have been to before they reached the NBA.
Yeah,
and nowadays, I haven't even fallen asleep. I can't tell you what Boston's doing now, whether we up one or we tie or what's going on. What do you know?
Y'all up one. If y'all win tonight, y'all go into the NBA Finals to take on the Golden State Warriors. And if you win, you got 18.
We play tonight?
You play tonight. Yeah, have you been tonight? You advance.
Yeah, okay.
And then and another
I
thing, Sparky.
I'm a good buddy from way back when talk show start. Me and Papa and JT and all of them. We've been they used to call us the chronic callers. Now everybody want me talk shows. Or they want me chronic callers now. So they just call us Sparky and Papa now. We was chronic callers before.
But and y'all always keep
say,
chronic
call
my show. I have no problem with that at all.
I've been doing a long time. He got up like me going to Dr. Dwayne's house to check his heart because he can let these people around the Bahamas upset him so much. He had the voice.
But listen, Sparky, let me ask you this. You made an interesting point. I heard you on the radio this morning, man, and I love you for your history, man. That was a great story about the pigs taking the music to Junkanoo on Bay Street, man.
Yeah, we did that. We was the first group that Dr. Off. He was originally run with Rush with the Valley. But what happened, Gus Cooper, as we go down Bay Street and your costume didn't look good, Gus used to come and tear your papers off the costume and send you out the group. So that's how the pigs started. They got Dr. Off get picked one day by Malcolm Gas Station, Bay Road. And Dr. Off decided, we just get up for the fun now. We trying to lose, not win nothing. So the pig was started, and we just finished to go down one lap, round Bay Street, round Frederick Street, then head back to Cleso's to drink beer and eat sauce. And that was how the pig started. But then one time we came with this idea we could take a large band on Bay Street, and we got this big tractor trailer or something, put a golf cart in there, put a trailer behind it, and Obi Pinlin and his band. We put them on the trailer in the back with generators and everything, with guitars and everything. And the pigs went down Bay Street with live music. Hello?
And you always carrying on bad, so are you?
Yeah, the pigs normally carry on bad. Yeah, these fellas call themselves the Sting and all them kind of people. They come way after us. Before us was Charlie Boss and a bunch of white people used to come from out west. They used to just fringe a bunch of pants and shit, just go down and have a good time.
There you go.
And then we decided we could do the same thing, and then that's when they started what they called the Scrap Group. And then they turned us into something they called us the Fun Group. You know, that's how all of that started, because we just got tired of all the staying up in the night, the trash them big, pretty costume. It took so much time and hours, and a lot of us were still going to school. I was still in Government High when I was rushing with the Valley Voice.
You've been doing it for a minute, though, Sparky?
I've been doing, look at Naughty. I took the Valley Voice first banner in 1958. My mother was working the Malcolm gas station on Bay Street, and Gus Cooper and them asked, they used to call my mother Aunt Gwenny, and they asked Aunt Gwenny if she could get a sponsor. She got 16 pounds, a box of cowbells, and a box of whistles from Mr. Malcolm, who did like juggling
Mr. A.B. Malcolm.
Mr. Malcolm, yeah, and she gave it to Gus Cooper. The Valley Voice was started in Gus Cooper's old man car garage in Kenwood Street East, off Mount Royal Avenue.
Wow.
And the reason I got to go is when my mother used to work two jobs. She had worked with Mr. Malcolm in the day and the hospital and switchboard operator at night. So when my two brothers wanted to go to Bay Street with Gus Cooper, she told them that, hey, your daddy going out with the boys after church up to the south side bar. My Uncle Alfred had a south side bar on top of Hawkins Hill. She said, you can't leave Vincey home, so you got to carry Vincey with y'all. So Gus then decided to make me a little costume, and me and Box found them, NASA respect, prepared job. We took the banner.
There you go.
We walked from Madera Street, from Gus Cooper, down Madera Street, over Centerville, down Shirley Street, onto Bay Street by the Stop and Shop, and we started the Valley Boys right there that morning. We walked to Bay Street and walked back home. No bus, no truck, no nothing. Walk over there. Have a good day. And I still need you to contact the man with the land.
And
get your contract. I need to get to the land so I can start the farm.
Yeah,
okay.
We can get on that line next week, Sparky. We call me.
You got the contact. You got the inside.
All right. We'll have that conversation, Sparky. Have a good weekend. Be safe, eh? All right, Mr. Producer, let's go to the Zoom. Earl the Pearl is in the building. Let's talk to Pearly. Earl the Pearl, what's good, hey. Pearly Gates? It's Friday.
You know, I just put up 14 runs last night. That was good.
Earl, come on, man. You can't say what's going on, yeah. Audie, everything cool. My dog. Runs last night.
I don't know. You ask me what's happening, and I'm telling you what's happening. What you want me to do?
You sounded like you were from Van Nuys, California just now, and you said, hey, my Dodgers put up 14 last night. Uh-huh.
That's my LA voice. That's my LA voice.
But put your Bahama voice on instead.
Yeah, okay, man. So what you saying, babe?
That's much better. You see them Yankees going on, bud?
Yankees did well.
But listen, you know we got to do today in sports, Earl. We got some interesting tidbits, man. Don't forget, happy hour tonight. It's all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's. Oh, and Earl the Pearl, I got a great voucher for you from Naughty Johnny's for dinner. You take a friend and go for dinner.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Go love yourself. They can take good care of you.
Okay,
they know you
appreciate
part of the team.
I appreciate that.
I just tell them that the Earl the Pearl is coming. They know who you are.
Really?
The owner is a Dolphin fan, too.
Good man.
So y'all could go talk Dolphins.
Super.
And I'm make sure they serve you the tuna steak that night. It's a big slab of tuna fish.
Okay. Sounds like
I'm
a plan.
I'm really messing with you. Pick what you want. But nonetheless, happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Be sure to check that out. It's going on right now. So if you're in the West or you're not even in the West, it's always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, tomorrow they got breakfast starting at 9 a.m. and on Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got the American, cuisine and favorites and the good old-fashioned Bahamian with the boiled fish, the stew kong, all that good stuff. So be sure to check Naughty Johnny's out Monday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Then on Saturday and Sunday on the weekend for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you today. 377-7776. All right, Pearly, let's jump on in. Today in sports, boy, we got some good ones. Today is
okay.
Friday, May 27th, 2022, and on this day in 1873, horse racing fans, the first Preakness Stakes was won by Survivor. In 1904, Dennis McGann set a major league record when he stole 5 bases in one game. 1955, Norm Zorchin, Boston Red Sox, got 10 RBIs against the Senators in 1955. 10 RBIs in a game, right? That's a lot, man.
That's a whole lot.
That's a lot. I mean, I heard six before.
I never heard anybody at 10.
1968, after 48 years as coach of the Chicago Bears, George Halas retired. Also in 1968, it was announced that baseball franchises had been awarded to Montreal and San Diego. In 1982, three New Jersey businessmen bought the NHL's Colorado Rockies. They got approval to move the team to New Jersey and become the Devils. In 1987, you got to like this one, Earl, Phil Niekro of the New York Yankees became the third pitcher to make 700 starts. You remember Phil Niekro, the knuckleballer? Phil and Joe Niekro?
I remember him. It was Phil and Joe, brothers.
Yeah, and them knuckleballers used to kill people.
They actually had the catchers used to get a different mitt. Because you had to have a wide, almost like a trapper mitt to catch that.
And then the only other pitch that I compare to that knuckleball is that screwball that Valenzuela used to throw too. Because he had to use a different glove as well.
Yeah. That was Steve. But Phil Niekro.
Phil and Joe Niekro, the Niekro brothers, man. A lot of victories and a lot of strikeouts between the two of them. And finally,
I think both got 300 wins. I know Phil got 300 wins. I'm not sure about Joe.
No, Phil got 300, yeah. And then finally, in 2003, on this day, it was reported that Patrick Waugh of the Colorado Avalanche would announce his retirement from the NHL the following day. And then, of course, our sports quote of the day, I always made a total effort, even when the odds seemed entirely against me. I never quit trying. I never felt that I didn't have a chance to win. Arnold Palmer. So there you go. For all my golf aficionados.
That's true.
But Earl, got to talk about it, man, tonight. As we get ready to get into our, let's do our local section and then we'll get into our NBA section. Obviously, you got to jump right in now with the home court brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, they got that great mix and match, 2 for $11.50 deal going on. And the cheesesteaks. Which one are you going to try first, the chicken or the beef? Both are all good. All of it's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. But if we look at the local sports scene, Earl, we got lots to talk about, man. We got some big things popping. We got some youngsters doing some big things abroad. And we got some events coming up. I'm glad to see that the Bahama Bowl is returning. It's going to kick off Bowl Week, December 16th, buddy. It's a Friday night. What you saying, Pearly? I got the cooler ready right now.
Now we cooking with gas. Now we starting to cook with gas. I can live it a Friday night.
Friday the 16th? I mean, you can't tell me. That can't be well attended.
Real talk.
Tell me we can't fill it this go round. I mean, what do we do on Friday the 16th? Nothing.
They ain't even get paid yet. They probably might just get paid that day. They probably won't get paid Monday the 19th.
Boom. So well, we got some good news from the local sports out of the Bahama Bowl. I mean, I think we got a chance at really having an impact this year on giving a really good product to ESPN.
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be nice.
Now let's just hope we get two good teams coming from the MAC. You know what I mean?
Any Bahamians playing in the MAC? We got to check that out.
We got to see it. And then the other conference. So once we have the good teams from Conference USA, right? And from the MAC, and we check those conferences for Bahamian athletes, then we know who to root for, if there are any there.
Yep.
But speaking of Bahamian athletes, a total of 11 University of Bahamas Mingos student athletes have graduated as part of the class of 2022. So I congratulate them.
Job well done.
It's great to know that that program is putting out graduates as well. So that's definitely a good look. And some other news there, Pearly. The PM has vowed budget boosts for sports. Did you get a chance to see any of that information?
No, I'm starting to review it now. So I'm going to start reading through it and seeing what's going on.
It's in today's Guardian. Story by our good friend of the show, Mr. Sheldon Longley, and stand-up Yankee fan himself. And Dolphin. So medium right there, Earl. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So what if he likes the Celtics? That's okay. But Prime Minister Davis allocates $1 million toward the staging of Carifta and Bahamas games, among other projects. Now, like we mentioned yesterday, but I think that we really need to look at it in depth. You need more than a milli, don't you think, to make this all work?
That's why, you see, I want to look at the budget, because they may have a line item in the budget for Bahamas. This may just be the promotional of it or whatever they're doing. So I don't want to sell them short and jump on it and not be have all the facts. So that's why I say next week we can talk better about this and have a better be able to make some better comments.
Because you'd have digested the budget by then.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have inhaled it and consumed it.
I don't know if I consume it, but I can look at it.
All right. So that's on the local scene right there. And now let's slide down.
I'm just happy Jonguelo's. I'm Jonguelo when they won last night, but her numbers aren't that, like they were last year. And I don't know because it's a more balanced team. I mean, they got a really good team. So
I don't know
if the pressure's not on her. You know, I don't know if it's just because she just come out of the European League. She got to catch herself. I ain't seeing the numbers like that. She getting double-doubles, 13-13, stuff like that. But she ain't put up the 20-point games in right this year.
I think she's going to go on a binge like she did last year. Remember now, the first couple of weeks after she came from Europe, a little bit slow.
That's right, Jill. I forgot about that.
You know, pick up mid-season, and then she finished on a tear. And she goes in stretches where she puts up monster games, like 3, 4, 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
She's in shape. There's no report of injury. But I do agree with you. The team is loaded this year, Earl, so that might be making a slight bit of difference. But how
a lot of balance for it. I think they had like 6 people in double figures yesterday, if I remember, 5 or 6. So that, you know.
And she's unselfish. If the team's winning and that's what's working, you know, she's bought into the philosophy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And number 3, she got one of the biggest contracts in WNBA history, $240,000 a season. So, yay.
Pay our girl.
Hey. You know, sometimes people get paid and they catch themselves for a second.
But if you want to keep it with the Haman Heritage people, what I tell you about Clay? What did I tell you about Clay?
I told you he's. I felt it too.
They call him Game 6 Clay. They said he normally get off in the finals of Game 6, but he got off. Put up 32 points. He is starting to get there. He's in a peak in the finals. I'm telling you, Golden State can blow the pants off Boston.
Okay. How do you really feel?
I hope JJ had that good loud and clear.
Okay, good. So let's go to the break, Mr. Producer, our first break. We'll go to the break now. On the flip side of the break, we'll be talking who's in and who's out, all brought to you by Tropical Gyros. And we'll get your take on tonight's games in the NBA, tonight's game in the NBA, Celtics and Heat. We've got some NFL to talk about and some Major League Baseball as well. We are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. Free for all Friday of Talking Heads. So keep it right via Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in 3 mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's 7 locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricane disaster, get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm. after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Got you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are live, Duncan Carmichael location, getting it in. It is the Friday free-for-all edition, free-for-all Friday edition of Talking Heads. And like I said, I'll be glad to be here at Duncan Carmichael, one of our favorite locations. And it's awesome. You definitely need to check it out if you haven't. And don't forget, you got Carmichael, and you got downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru. In addition to that, you got Carmichael, like I said, the newest location, and pre-clearance and post-clearance out at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Duncan, because you know the Bahamas runs on Duncan. Now, we got who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check out Tropical Gyros. They're open to six right there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. Let them do the cooking for you today, man. It's all good. Let them be part of your weekend plans, because they are off the chain. And don't forget, in addition to the gyros, they got the bowls as well. So be sure to pop on in and get yourself hooked up, all right? And they always welcome walk-in orders, takeout, and delivery with the Craven app. 601-5752. Give Tropical Gyros a call. Pick up the chef, Carmen, and the crew over there at the Tropical Gyros, all G-O-O-D good. Well, Earl the Pearl, tonight.
Yes, sir.
Somebody could be in and somebody could be out. If the Celtics win, they're going to be in the NBA Finals to take on the Golden State Warriors. If they don't, they're going to be in Game 7. To take on the Miami Heat. And then the winner of that game, somebody will be in the finals and somebody will be going home. So you said they wrap it up tonight.
I don't know, because you see, I know Williams and Smart's game time decision, they probably could play. And Hero and Vincent game time decision, I don't know how effective Hero can be. So I think Boston can close the door tonight, though.
This series has been bipolar the whole way along. Nobody wants to win it. Nobody wants to step up and claim it and own it. And if you look at it, if it follows the pattern of lunacy that it has, Miami should win tonight and force the game 7.
I think Boston
now starting to click. So my point is, get it done tonight?
I think they're going to shut the door tonight and get ready for Tuesday night.
And then that brings us to the next subject of who's in. In the zone is Klay Thompson. Like, you really, I mentioned it, but you really saw the point yesterday. You were all over it. You really said Klay was going to come through last night, and he was going to be hot the rest of the way.
I think so. His game is starting. He's getting more and more healthier. He's getting his rhythm. He's getting his chemistry with the team, and he's doing it all at the right time. Watch. Golden State, go. I'm not going to – let's see who that person is. I'll tell you my numbers when we get talking about the finals.
Well, we want to see where it goes. At some point, rubber got to meet the road. Somebody got to step up and have that moment. Do you think somebody's going to have that moment tonight, either to continue it for the Heat and force the Game 7 or be the dagger for Boston and eliminate the Heat?
I think we're going to see why – Mr. Tatum was a big fan of Kobe Bryant, and has that Mamba mentality. He's going to take over the game tonight, and he's going to show why he's the leader and the daddy of that team. You watch.
The daddy. Yeah, All right, let's go to the phone lines, Earl.
The papi, the boss, you know?
All right, the papi chula. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Naughty. This Gardner talking sports this time.
What's going on, Gardner?
Yeah, man. You know, tell Sparky, man, I'm no bootlicker, man. You know, you come to say what it is, you know. But you know, with the Boston Celtics, right, we the best defense in the league. You know, and Dallas is like the worst. So it ain't going to be no blowout, no 100-point games and, you know, 130 and the like.
Gardner, listen. The Mavericks aren't sharp level on defense. They were a pretty solid defensive team. Now, they got beat. Now, I know that Golden State does not play any kind of defense compared to either the Celtics or the Mavericks. But they got offense. They got unlimited offense. And they got guys that are the consistent guys who do that thing, the Stephs and the Clays. But now you got guys like Wiggins and Looney and Poole all stepping up. They're all hard out. That's not an easy team to beat.
And you got guys who know what it is to be in the finals, who know what it is. What, they've been just there 6 finals in 8 years?
But you know what the sports writers are saying, who has the best 1-2 punch, you know, duo in the league, a man in, left in the playoffs. That's the Celtics. Scoring the offensive duo, you know.
The best player in the finals is Steph Curry, above all. Nobody can argue that point.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what
y'all do. I'm with you.
But the way Clay plays, I can argue that point.
Clay is not a playmaker because that man only makes 1 dribble, you know.
He's a scoring machine, and that's what they want. That's all they want, scoring machine. The rest of them
he's an outside shooter. That's what he is. You know, they could play D.
Hold on. You ain't been watching that game, say?
You been watching the playoffs, say? 1 or 2 dribbles, that's it.
How many? 1 or 2 dribbles into the hole and dunk the fella's head off?
He's one of the best shooters in the game, outside shooters, 3-point shooters.
Send me your number. Let me WhatsApp you the video of him slamming over Luka. Let me tell you
that.
You don't see Clay making plays off the dribble, you know.
Okay.
Very seldom, you know.
Let me chime
in here. The main goal of basketball is to put the ball in the bucket. That's what he's do.
Yeah, the European game, the white boy game, you know. That's it.
First of all, Gardner, I don't know what you're trying to say.
The sports writers are saying the best duo in the game right now.
Go ahead, Gardner.
The best duo in the playoff right now. Everybody's saying it. All the sports writers are saying it. You know, the best duo in the left in the playoff now is Tatum and Brown.
Okay, let me say this, Gardner.
I know the sports writers saying that.
All right, Earl. I got this. Let me chime in, Gardner. Hold, stand down now. All right, let me speak. Don't interrupt me. Maybe those sports writers wrote that article prior to last night's game. But if you ask me, after what I saw last night, the best duo in the playoffs or possibly in the finals is Steph and Clay, the Splash Brothers. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt multiple times, got the experience. Draymond's still there. They got some young guys that contribute. If them two are shooting lights out basketball, you're all done in 6. Now, there you go. And to heck with your sports writers, because I don't really rate Skip Bayless them like you do.
So who has the best defense in the league right now? Defense in the league.
Boston does. You got the defensive player of the year. I don't take that away from you.
Right, and Dallas, stay where you put me. You know,
but
Dallas,
the bottom line is...
No. Dallas had an MVP finalist, and Dallas is a very good team. And Dallas is a team that could have been one of those teams to win the NBA finals.
Dallas and Phoenix?
You got about 6 teams that could have been champions this year. It doesn't matter who beat them. And Dallas is one of them 6.
You know, Luka's a one-man band, so that can't win no championship.
Luka's got a one-man band because he's the first option, so, and the ball goes through him. That's the way the team designed. That's what making a one-man band.
Phoenix. You know, he was lucky
Phoenix
to beat Phoenix.
Phoenix was the second best team in basketball. They got beat in the playoffs.
Earl,
they got beat
would
in
you
the playoffs.
To realize this? Gardner comes from the Johnny Most school and Tommy Heinsohn school of pulling for the Celtics. You haven't noticed that yet?
I come from the Chick Hearn school of pulling for the Lakers. And I come from the Chris Berman school of saying why you play the game and believing you have to play the game. You don't just talk.
Let me show you the school I come from. Okay. I just ask you one question. Who do you think is the most exciting player in the game right now?
Ja Morant.
Right. Okay, so how you could you say I come from that school that Tommy Heisman school?
Now, Gardner, you're my boy, but I know you're enjoying that Ja Morant in there for my sake, okay?
I speak what it is. It is what it is.
He chose slider, buddy.
John Crell, right? But I must agree with you, you know. See, John Crell, she don't need to score 30 points. She don't need to lead the lead in scoring.
She have
the best team in the league. You know that girl, what's her name? Thompson, Alyssa Thompson, she's back for you. Know? And then they got Ricky God, she carrying on, you know.
Yeah.
They got a good team, man. They got the best team in the
really
league.
Really good team.
You know? And I tell Naughty, John Grell, she's the Kevin Durant of the WNBA. She's the most valuable player, the MVP, and they know it.
But you wanna
talk about lineup? Check this out, man. This is a solid squad right here. When you look at the Connecticut Sun for their roster for 2022, and you look at it, let me tell you, they got a solid roster. I'm gonna pull it up for you right now.
Brianna Jones, right?
Yeah, man, they solid. And at
Alyssa
the end of the
Thomas,
day,
John
here you go.
Jones.
You got
Jasmine Thomas, the god.
You got DeJounte Carrington, Courtney Williams, Dewana Bonner, Jasmine Thomas, Brianna Jones, Jonquel Jones, Nia Clouden, Yvonne Anderson, Natisha Hydman, Alyssa Thomas, Kayla Peterson, Joyner Holmes, Kiara Smith, and Ebony Hoffman. That team is loaded.
They shoot us. Yeah. They shoot us too. All analysts. They could play with pace. You know, playmakers. That's a stupid thing, man. So, you know, John Crash, she don't gotta lead the league in scoring. She's not gonna lead the league in scoring with that team. Remember, Alyssa Thomas was in there. You know,
Alyssa Thomas or Jasmine Thomas, both of them, like they're playing
right.
big this year.
Or Brianna Jones, she was in there full season too. She had some issues too, I think, last season.
Right. I was just about to say Brianna's gonna be a big addition to that team too.
And the Williams girl, the god. She left and came back, right? Courtney Williams.
I think so, I'm not sure.
Right. I think just she's back now, so man, that's the team.
Let me ask you this. I got this off the text line. It says, Naughty, how do you feel about these two MVP awards at the ends of the conference championships? For the Western Conference, is the Magic Johnson MVP award. And for the Eastern Conference, it's the Larry Bird MVP award. I have no problem with it. I think it's a good homage. It's a good tribute.
Yeah.
Especially
the Larry Bird school, Magic Johnson. The Williams girl played for Atlanta. And her and another girl had a fight in the parking lot, so Atlanta decided
right.
not to sign
her. That's right. That's the same girl, right?
Yeah, that's the same girl. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I know my WNBA. She makes them even much better now. That's a solid
yeah.
team, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
You can't.
She brings a lot to the team. A veteran
yeah, man.
Leadership.
Only thing drunk girl want to do is win.
Yeah, that's all it counts.
And they know she's the MVP. Ain't nobody ready for that. You can see that game this woman got, man.
Yeah,
you
she
know,
has great
she
game.
She can't all right, like, Olajuwon in the paint.
yeah.
Or Kevin McHale, she got them, you know. She touches the net. She can go off the dribble, too. She can go coast to coast if she wants. You know, she's shooting, you know. She's ready. But anyway, man.
Anyway, God, we got to get to the break. I appreciate you chiming in, man. You always got great contributions. You're always candid. Even though he's a big-time Celtic homer, it's still good. It's still all good. Have a good weekend, man. I hope you Celtics get it done for you tonight, all right? With that being said, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. Let's take our last break. And on the flip side of the break, Earl and I will be back to wrap things up. We'll go over Boston and Miami one more again tonight. We'll check out Major League Baseball, who's in and out, who's on top, what kind of matchups going on tonight. And then we'll get you with a little NFL out the door on the flip side of the break. And you never know. For those of you all who've been hitting me, telling me, Naughty, why don't play a couple of songs? You know, Zhivago just play songs on Friday. Why don't play something? Well, guess what? Mr. Producer, I can send you two over. We can go home, too. All right? Two classics.
Then I want to send a song. I go over to your sister station.
We'll do that.
I want to listen to, I want to talk sports.
So why you can talk sports on the sister station?
I said, no, he said, why you don't play songs? I said, when I want to listen to songs, I go over to the sister station. We talking sports.
See,
I want to talk sports.
Brother Lang has started a cult following on Fridays. He's dig
That's
deep
cool.
in the
I like
screen.
That. But then he builds them up, and then we just stew their mind with some Dodger baseball and Yankee, you know, and cowboy talk.
When I had a good one lined up, I had Michigan and Smiley early. It's a Friday evening.
We could go out with that.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Getting real corn as you like, you know. Let's go to the break.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't gonna come inside your life. You don't wanna be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We'll be right back.
here on Talking Heads, and down the home stretch we come. 5:49 p.m. is the time on this Friday. And as you get into the weekend, people, man, enjoy yourself. But do it responsibly, all right? We know we still got COVID around, so be responsible. Distance responsibly. And enjoy yourself. But just remember, you got to be responsible, and you got to adhere to those protocols, all right? We're still not over this thing yet. All right, Pearly, let's check out baseball, man. Let's check out baseball today. What we got going on tonight in Major Leagues. Let me check out the scores from today. We might have some earlier games.
Some earlier games today?
I'm looking now. Nothing early today.
Everything late today.
The Reds and the Giants at 6:40. The Rockies and the Nationals at 7:05. Rays and the Yankees at 7:05. Oh, that's a good early game I could check out. Yeah, man. Tigers and the Guardians. Mets and Phillies. Red Sox and Orioles. Braves and Marlins. Is Jazz in tonight?
Let me double check quick.
Double check that for me, Pearly. That if we got a Jazz signing tonight or not, because I know he's dealing with that hamstring.
He's day to day with the hammy. He's not in the starting lineup. I gotta go take him off my team. Oh man!
Off your fantasy lineup.
Yeah, man.
Well, now I could watch the Yankee game undivided. I don't have to switch between the two games. I'll just watch the Yankees, especially if Jazz not playing. You got the Twins and the Royals at 8:10, Cardinals and Brewers at 8:15, Angels and Blue Jays at 9:40, Padres and Pirates at 9:40. A's and Rangers at 9:40, Mariners and Astros at 9:40, and you guys, the late game of the night, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, but that our neighbors, it's our neighbors. That Blue Jays Angels game was really good last night. You know, Shani struck out a lot, but he gave up like home. Bichette hit him up and down. Guerrero Jr. hit a home run off him. That was a really good game last night.
It was. There was a lot of stuff going on in that game. It was exciting. I mean, it wasn't to the ramifications of 20-5.
Or 14-1.
My God. You're always running football scores.
Just listen. Freddie, I think one of the best signings, the Dodgers. Every year the Dodgers do something really good. Starting with Mookie, then you get Trey Turner, and now Freddie Freeman. Oh, man. Mookie hitting the cover off the ball. He was trying to say Mookie can't hit the ball because he gone vegan and all that. Freddie had a field day yesterday. Baseball is heating up. It's looking good.
Well, we'll see, Earl. I mean, you know y'all are prone to your little swoon every now and again.
Everybody, that's baseball. That is baseball.
That's true. I need the Yankees to win tonight, though. I mean, they buck the toes against the bad teams, and I hate that pattern that's developing all over again.
But the Rays are not a bad team.
No, I'm not talking about the Rays. I'm talking about like the Orioles, my brother.
But see, you gotta look at this now. It never surprises me, even though I expect the Dodgers to beat the Diamondbacks. It never surprises me if they beat us. Never surprised me what happens between the Dodgers and the Padres or the Dodgers, particularly between the Dodgers and the Giants. And it's the same thing, particularly with the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Orioles. Not so much the Blue Jays and not so much the Rays, because they just reach. But the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Yankees and the Orioles, anything can happen. Probably in a 4-game series, the Yankees will take 3 out of 4 against the Orioles, and sometimes they'll split. But that's the nature of baseball, and that's particularly the nature of rivalry in those divisions. Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants. Then you look at the Cubs, Cardinals. They rivalries.
We got Raheem the Dream here, Earl the Pearl. We got Peter checking in real quick. He's catching the rap, but like he's, you know, Peter wants you to put a little respect on the Yankees name now, you know.
I respect the Yankees. I'm actually looking forward to a Dodger-Yankee World Series. I'm pulling for the Yankees to make it there. I'm pulling for the Dodgers to be there. I want to see a Dodgers-Yankee World Series. Yeah, I think it would be great for baseball.
Do we have the tape of Earl saying that the Yankees, they not do well this year, and you were expecting another team to come out. I think you were pulling for the Blue Jays and Bichette, and I don't remember you saying this before the season, but all of a sudden the Yankees are doing good. You're on the Yankee bandwagon.
Don't put me on no bandwagon. I am a Dodger. Cut me nine blade Dodger blue.
Let me just tell you, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. Because if you get that, the Yankees win that series.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
If you look at the pace that Judge is on, he's on a really good pace, possibly record-breaking for home runs now. You want to talk, speaking of Dodgers, I crossed a friend of mine this week who had the nerve to say to me that he puts Kershaw ahead of Nolan Ryan.
Oh, Earl, that's a good one right there.
That really is a good one.
That's something we need to pick up like next Monday.
We can't talk about it right now. Because Monday, I need to look up some stuff.
Yeah, like Kershaw or Nolan Ryan. That's a very good one. All right, but real quick, now that we got Peter here, we got any local events going on over the weekend? Peter, I know you got out and about with all kind of youth events and youth sports. What we got this weekend?
Bahamas Archery is doing on Saturday at Pinewood Gardens.
Archery? Did you say archery like bows and arrows archery?
Robin Hood. It's Robin Hood of Locksley.
Earl, you want to go watch archery on the weekend, buddy?
I heard about them. I need to check that out.
I mean, I can make sure I stand in back of the archers, but nonetheless, I want to go watch.
I heard about them. I need to check that out.
We might have to get out there. So they got archery going on. Tell us more there, Peter.
Archery is 10 o'clock on Pinewood Gardens Park. And last week there was the Table Tennis Championship. So we got to get into that and see what's going on.
Earl and I mentioned it earlier in the week. Great, great results from the table tennis. And the youth are really improving. According to the organizers, each tournament they get better and better.
Anyone else here besides me play table tennis back in the day?
I had my own table.
Oh, okay. So you could hit the ball with some spin and all that, Earl?
Now, when I was in college, I used to watch the Asian dudes on the math team play table tennis.
Wow, okay. Naughty. Pretty good.
I'll watch table tennis. I'm not going to play it, all right? Yeah, something about, a paddle smashing into a small round ball is rather painful sometimes to watch.
On the other side of things, we have the Zico Bowls ninth annual Elite training camp. It comes up on June 27th, runs until July 20th. So you can get in touch with him at their Facebook page. Now, that's a really big deal because he's been able to produce very good basketball players coming out. You look at them, come on out. They do a lot of development to get them very early. And they keep with them from about 6 years old all the way to 18 years old. Now, you can reach him. He's the head coach. You can reach him at info@ibabahamas@gmail.com or 466-0049. Sorry about that. But yes, they do a really good job. They run tournaments year-round. And it's even if you're not a parent of a player that he's coaching, coming on a support, it's just a good feeling. And you don't want to be the person who hops on the bandwagon when the person's in the NBA. You want to say, hey, I was there when I remember that kid, he or she, because it's co-ed, 7 years old, hit a great jump shot to win the game.
There you go. I mean, listen, Peter, I appreciate how you get out there with the youth sports, man. Give us a full rundown early next week, so we know we went on with the archery and we went on with the basketball tournament, all right?
Will do.
Earl the Pearl, we got to get out of here, hey, man. It's that time. The producer lighting up the phone lines. I want to thank you for chiming in all week long. And everybody who chimed in today, all of my talking heads, man, who texted, who called in and everything, I appreciate you all. And yes, we still have that person, that inconsiderate, denied oxygen in the womb, the driver of the blue Honda Inspire, license number AJ4654, who I about to film and put on the Guardian. Come out the people handicap spot, man. My God. You're going to hell on a scholarship for that. But anyway, for everybody who chimed in, my producer in studio, Earl LaPearl, Peter Raheem, Kermit, my engineer out here. This is your boy Naughty. Y'all have a great weekend, Bahamas. Like I always tell you, put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, and that way you avoid a big commotion, all right? Have a good weekend. Be good, and if you can't be good at it. Mr. Producer, fling that rhythm down and take me home. Angel Geraldo ain't the only one who could dig in the grates on a Friday, though. Let's go.
This coming Friday, I'm please gonna rock the blonde. You've been to see my number one town around town. I did so Friday evening, boom! The people have tired of working. Bada bada, Lord, they made the disco playing, boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Brita will be great down with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 liter. I did so DJ Dog Sweeter. See Lord, the dudes are up with. Watch your man. Play the play. I did multi-rock the game.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
It make them feel like dancing. Rocha man, I'm missing you black on the microphone. Chanting, bim. Chanting, bim. Chanting, yeah. You black on the microphone. Chanting, bim. Chanting till the morning. I'm missing you dicks in the party. Dancing, dancing.